Thank you. Thank you very much, Gopi Manjari. Welcome to all of you to this Japa retreat, the holy name experience. We have branded it or called it like this. Let me say some introductory words before I officially start talking retreat language. I'm very, very, very grateful that you have all come here for this retreat. Really, there were, I think, two. I could not come to America for 2 or 3 years, and I remembered very much our desire to make this Holy Name retreat an annual experience. Jai Krishna, Anuradha, and myself and my team had discussed about doing this as an ongoing repair shop, so to say, where you can drive in with your car and drive out with a total remodeled car. So we wanted this as a service to the devotees, to try to give them the tools, the inspirations, the motivations, the knowledge, how to improve their japa. But it was not possible due to the world situation. And now I'm really very, very grateful. I must say something to the ceremony outside. My dear devotees, I don't consider myself a good chanter, and I'm not thinking that such a ceremony is appropriate to be done. I appreciate the affection, but it is only the mercy of the, I believe, of Srila Prabhupada that I have developed in this life like this and seen the value of chanting Hare Krishna, but I'm still a beginner on the path. I saw the value of chanting Hare Krishna when I was in a deep crisis. It was about 20 years back, or maybe 25 years, I'm not so good in remembering numbers. I had joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement because I had heard that one would become a pure devotee and meet Krishna face to face. So after 2 decades of trying, I was really disappointed. I developed something like I can only describe as rage against God. You know, I thought I had been misled, because I had, when I looked in my heart, I saw that not so, that the promised results were not there. At that time, I considered to take up another path, but I couldn't, because I was bound by my affection to Srila Prabhupada. I love Prabhupada in a simple way. So I decided to give it one more try by exploring really what is really the process by which you can change into an ecstatic devotee of Krishna. What actually needs to be done to lose these bad habits of thought and action, and affect a transformation, really. How could bronze metal turn into gold? I did a few things. I searched Srila Prabhupada's books. I went to Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers because Prabhupada was no longer on the planet and asked him what they had learned on this subject matter from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I went conventional and unconventional paths in order to try to find out what makes Krishna consciousness work. And as a result, I found chanting the holy name without offenses purifies the heart, and on a later state affects bona fide realizations of Krishna's presence. So I did this new experiment in my life. I went every year for 1 month to Vrindavan without disclosing my whereabouts, because as a preacher in our movement, I am something like a public figure which devotees want to meet and see for advices. So here I was going to suitable places where I would not be known and not be, my whereabouts would not be revealed to anyone, and I would just chant the holy name from morning and evening. And during this time, very hesitatingly first, something happened. Hesitatingly, it didn't happen immediately. I actually developed deep faith in the process of chanting Hare Krishna as a viable and workable, relatable and some other word with R, relevant path for developing Krishna consciousness and changing. I'm a beginner on this path, but a happy beginner, and I'm most honored to share some of the insights and so on. I have written extensively about these subject matters, and perhaps some of you have come across some of the books or online seminars or courses and so on. In this retreat, I would like to go another direction than what I've done before. I'm deeply convinced that most of you have heard about the theology and philosophy of the Holy Name. What you need more than any philosophical dissertation is a practical experience that will prove for you the ecstatic revelations that are possible and are inherent in the Holy Name. So with this in mind, I will set a particular tone now, traditional tone, where I will try to lead you in an experience over the 3 days which we are together. I must immediately say a disclaimer though. There is one law about spiritual realization. No one can give this to you except for Krishna. And when you approach Krishna, you must know about this law. Yeya tamang prapadyante. According to what you put into this, Krishna might reciprocate if he is pleased. There is Krishna talks about this in the Gita. He says, in the degree someone surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, therefore, I request you to really try your best to push over the borders, to not stop where you ordinarily stop, but to go on. I greet our guru, the heat, who is pushing us to do something which, you know, it's a little hot outside. It's good because we will enter the uncharted territorium of spiritual experience. Hare Krishna. A little austerity is good. It's good. So let us start. You may join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Acharyane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatya Deshata
Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna. Actually, before starting, we need to do one more thing. Jai Krishna and Anuradha, you are not only a temple president, you are also highly intelligent. So we need to see now, how will we navigate the heat? I can see. I also think, oh, this is very good. So we will put the AC on. I don't think it will work without it. I saw the first movement of Gauravani was to run to the windows. So we will close the window. That is the way to deal with AC. Hare Krishna. I'm so sorry that we need to really clarify this in the front, because I got sick, not COVID. I tested in Florida from the AC, but I think if you have it left and right, then it is good. Good. A wise decision. My dear devotees, where does this idea of retreat come from? And what do we typically do in a retreat to effect a change in our old habits and develop new habits and possibly new realizations that carry us henceforward, that means after the retreat? Please listen very carefully. It is something I'm very happy to share with you. In our tradition, Vaishnava tradition, there is something like a japa anusthan. Japa, the word is clear. Anusthan means to decide to do something with a firm resolve. all of one's attention, energy, and enthusiasm should revolve around the task at hand with a minimum of distraction. When you do such a practice for whatever number of days or hours, you can affect change, because what you do is, by focusing exclusively on one task, you create new sanskaras or impressions. I think by now we all have heard what is sanskaras, but just to make it very sure, sanskaras are deep impressions in the subconscious mind, almost like the riverbed. And according to these impressions, our thoughts and actions move forward. Almost like according to the riverbeds which are there, the water which flows through them will take a certain direction. No? The Hudson will go to New York and not to, I don't know the American landscape so well, Washington. Is it the Hudson in Washington? No Hudson in Washington? Or, yeah. You are from here, you should know these questions. Suffice it to say, according to our impressions which are there in our mind, our energy, our thought will move accordingly. For instance, if you have deep impressions of, I don't know, of getting things by being very violent, you will always take to a violent behavior, or aggressive behavior. Or if you have deep impressions, let us say, for being envious on others' achievements, then although you don't want it, and you come to a spiritual movement, you will be finding out that you are envious on the success of Vaishnavas instead of jubilating and being so happy that they do. No, so or if you have sanskaras of being distracted in your spiritual practice while you practice, you will always be distracted unless you create a new riverbed, unless you create new habits. And it is exactly this what we try to do during an anusthan. That is a time when we are undisturbed. We need to have a suitable place, an environment, and so on. During the japa retreats, we do this. We exit our busy lives. We are there for 2.5 days. It's really a small time, but I think it works very well, because we have after this a 24-hour kirtan. Oh, that will really work very well on you. So, undisturbed time. You need to have a little assistant for this. Our Gopi Manjari hinted at it. I can't find it here. It's the schedule. Huh? Be there for the schedule. Here it is. If you have not yet picked one up, what did you say at the piano? Oh, very musical place. There you have your schedule. Make it a time, make it a point to just be there, fully present, well rested, I encourage you, to take part in the time which we reserve to the holy name. Then we have suitable places. This is the well air conditioned yoga shala, where everything is, where we are amongst like-minded people who have the same orientation, and we are in a sacred place at temple New Vrindavan, which has been inaugurated by Srila Prabhupada and has really a sacred atmosphere, if you can concentrate, and so on. Helpful during this time, I talk now, I think you do this anyway, is brahmacharya, also amongst married people. Mona, not talking excessively about material subjects, because this will again create the sanskaras, which will distract you in your japa time. Try to speak like a saint or like a beginner in Krishna consciousness, who's very enthusiastic usually about the subjects he hears. No? Then try to rise in God's hour. I won't recommend you to rise extremely early, but try to be there latest at 5:30. We have a japa session, guided japa session, already then, when it's nice and cool and pleasant. No? Moderate food intake. Yes, don't eat so luxuriantly, because it will weigh down your ability to listen, and so on, and so on. There is an intensified version of the japa anusthan. It's Purashchan. We have a record from Jagannath Das Babaji. Anyone doesn't know Jagannath Das Babaji? No? Everyone knows, or is too afraid to raise their hands? Yes, I thought so, that some don't know. He is one of the teachers of spiritual masters in our exalted sampradaya of teacher. He is something like the great grandfather of Srila Prabhupada. So he did the more rigid or intense version. I read to you this. He once went to Rishikesh to purify his chanting. And he did this by the performance of the purificatory practice called Purashchan. It's a penance that had to be performed with extreme rigidity. He used to bathe at 3:00 in the morning and then start chanting inside a closed room until sunset. You know, before sunrise, until sunset, without speaking or eating. In order to complete the vow properly, one is expected to take bath after each call of nature. Imagine, even after the small call, and even after passing air. My God, to take a bath, because you want to be absolutely pure outside and inside. Once, after observing this regimen for 2 months, his whole process was, I think, 3 months. So he had done already 2 months. He inadvertently spoke to Biharidas, that's his servant. Then he began the entire process again and completed his vow again after 3 months' time. He thereafter pronounced, what does he say? If one wanted to have darshan of Lord Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he should perform Purashcharan in this manner. Do you get the idea? A time is taken out where an exclusive focus on a practice is done, and this yields the most amazing results. Albert Einstein is quoted as saying, the definition of craziness is to keep on doing the same things and expect different results. So here, through the mild version which we take, the japa anusthan, we don't do purashcharan, we will actually set on a mighty task. We will reconstruct our personality and devotional service so that we embody another type of person. Hare Krishna. Do you understand the seriousness of what we are setting out into? So some of you look now rather shocked at me. So what do we need to do, Maharaj? Tell us again.
But don't make it too, we are from America.
I want to ask you a question.
Let me answer the question. I think
all we need is a commitment. There's a difference between a desire, I want to chant better, and a commitment. Commitment means, yeah, I'm showing up, I'm doing what is necessary, I'm putting energy into it. Desires can be wishful. Oh yes, I would like to be a pure devotee tomorrow. Yes, I think we desire. But if you want to change something, desires will not help you. You need to commit to doing something relatable and relevant for your situation that brings you there. It cannot be above your present adhikar, nor should it be beyond, beneath it. So I think I want to request three things from you. Full participation. This will help you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh, you were not sure, in other words. Full participation, can we do it?
Yes!
Wow! Mm-hmm. Respect for the practices, that we will do exercises, we will guide you into guided japa session, and it's necessary that you see, okay, I have not heard about this. I mean, I will do everything according to Prabhupada. I'm a disciple of Prabhupada, in case you don't know. So I will do like he would be happy with. So respect for the practices, is that possible for us?
Yes.
And the third is we will have a resolve and a determination. Is that okay?
Yes.
We're a little bit more silent here, but it means that when you get up tomorrow, you say, this is a different day than all the other days. I'm on retreat. Rumi is famously quoted as saying, set your life on fire. Seek those who can fan your flames. In other words, when your resolve dwindles and you think, let's go to Netflix, this is too intense for me, then you are seeking those who can flame your flames. Good. I would like to start with a little exercise for you. I will guide you into forming a little resolve, something which is very personal and very practical, because all of us are in different stages in our chanting. I would like you to rate your relationship with the Holy Name according to five parameters. You will need to concentrate here a little bit. I'm not sure if this is visible. Can you see it, Gauravani, Babu? Or have maybe a little, turn it a little around. So, yeah, yes. Chanting regularly. How regular is your chanting of 16 rounds? Are you there? Then chanting with faith. Do you have faith actually that this practice will work for you? And how would you rate how much you have it? One is not so much and 10 is very much. And there is a lot in between. Then another is chanting with attention. How attentive are you there? Do you hear an entire mantra? And then the next mantra. Maybe you have, let us say, 10 minutes out of 1 hour, 45 minutes or 2 hours where you can really say, I'm here, and so on. So if you would have 10 minutes, I think you would be with number five, because that's quite something to be just undistractedly there. Then chanting with a sense of Krishna relationship. Do you feel his presence? After all, chanting means to enter into the presence of Lord. It is not just a sadhana, a practice, and so on. It is more than that. It is entering a relationship to Krishna. No? How prayerful are you there? And five, I've given this somewhat cryptic name, alone time with the holy name. That is what I've noted in the land of the free. That's how we know in Europe, America. Many of you have it has maybe to do with the internet involvement, the japa chat, you know, you japa, and then you chat from time to time about important or less important subjects, it depends, and so on. So when are you really alone with Krishna, where you blend out your other engagements? So I would like you all to take a few, just a little time thinking about this. And then I would like you to turn to your neighbor. It doesn't need to be someone whom you know, and discuss with the neighbor what you could practically do during this retreat, only during this retreat. When we leave the retreat, we will do other exercises. But now, only for this 2.5 days, so that you can work on, for instance, chanting with attention. What could you do? I'm thinking of something like that. Before you sit down, you say, for instance, to your mind, dear brother mind, I'm really begging you, let us now, you know, be with the chanting, and allow me, whenever I notice you are somewhere else, that I bring you back to the chanting. No, this would be a practice which I do, for instance, to improve my attention, or you know, any other of these things, in these areas. Pick any area you want to focus on, and then tell your neighbor what to do. This is the exercise. I will guide you now. All right, everyone. Please review these five parameters which could help you in your relationship with the Holy Name. And rate yourself. Look a little bit. You don't need to go from 1 to 10 if this is too mechanical. Just get a sense where you are at the present moment in these five areas. This is done in silence, obviously. And then, while you're doing it, isolate one area in which you wish to work during this retreat. Start now with this thing, rating and isolating process. All right, this is done quickly,
pretty quick. You have a sense, no? Now turn to a neighbor. I will go with Ram Govinda and see what you could do in your during your practice here, during your japa anustan, so to say, your japa retreat, to increase and to improve these points. Is it clear? I know some of us are psychologically a little bit more introvert, and we find it sometimes difficult to just approach anyone who's next to us without fainting and so on. But believe me, it is good for you if you participate in it. It just it works. It will work on you. So please look for a neighbor, every one of you. Otherwise, I will come to you, and I'm the worstest neighbor you can imagine. Some humor is required.
I think we can.
Hare Krishna! Wow, you were really animated. So you have identified something, and your neighbor has heard it. And it might be helpful if, when you meet your neighbor again, maybe here or there, that you asked, how is it going for you, you know, like this, and reminding them. I would like to tell you why this is important, to know where we are and to know the next steps which we wish to take. My dear everyone, let us hear a little bit about habits here. Habits form these deep samskaras, but I would like to say it also in the neuroscientific way. They form neuro pathways, because when you do things, certain parts in the brain called neurons fire, and those neurons which fire together, they wire together. In other words, they build inner wires, you know. We say this in American English. I'm wired like this, Prabhu. No? It is a very scientific expression of, you can be, you have understood the essence of neuroscience, you know. When you do things repeatedly over again, something builds in you. I would like to give you an example of my life. During the lockdown period, where we could not travel, I worked very hard during the day on developing content, and I couldn't fall asleep because my mind was so worked up. So I began to read in the night. And now, before I go to bed, I always must read something, because I have created a new habit. This is a habit which is innocent and good, and assists me. I read prayers before I go to bed, but I just can't go to sleep because I've created a new habit over these 2 years or whatever the years are. So if you want to you please don't underestimate, if you chant in a certain way for a long amount of time, the moment you take on your beats, it's just when the tactile sense notices, oops, here's a wooden bead, boom, a habit jumps up, almost as if you would have pressed a certain key on your, no, please press the keys, on your Apple computer, this is a, and jump, a program starts. Now the interesting thing is you can reframe it. But you can create a thought, an intention, we call it in Sanskrit, a sankalpa, an inner resolve, really. And then the same activity, you can steer it in a different way. Example. In New York, there are many hotels, and most of the roommates come from the country Puerto Rico. I do not really know where it is. I read about it. It is a Harvard study, which I studied myself. And normally, these Puerto Rican girls, I'm just repeating the study, I hope no one is offended, in India, they would call it healthy looking. In America, they would call it much too fat. They are unhealthy. They eat pommes frites. When they come home, they are from a not such a high income, not such a high social background. They will look at TV, and they will become many times couch potatoes, if that is an English word. Sofa Kartoffeln. So the researcher found out what these roommates do during a day is actually quite sportive, sport-like. They run up and down the staircase, or they get into lifts and get out of the lifts. They use, in other words, their leg muscles. Then they have good exercises with their, what is it called? Arm muscles with a vacuum cleaner. They have to put things here and there. They need to take the sheets from the beds. This is almost like if in a fitness, the rowing exercise, you know. It's actually what they do throughout a day is a super, super good workout, which is highly expensive in any, if they would do the same thing in the fitness club. But they think this is boring work and we are exploited. We do so much and get so little. And they are in a certain frame of mind doing it, and therefore it is not the there is no result of a workout for them. They unnecessarily develop extra kilos, kgs, you know, unnecessarily, which might create problems when they are older, even cancer, and so on and so forth. So the researcher went to one hotel, obtained the permission from the hotel owner, and got all these roommates together and said, "Roommates, you are actually having a workout every day. When you walk up and down the stairs, when you do your vacuum cleaning, sheet changing, and I do not know what else, garbage removal, and so on. All these activities, it's a first-class workout." My dear everyone, now the roommates had another framing of mind. They had another orientation. And as a result, I wrote this down, their walking improved, their physical structure, they became I can only express it like this. Their weight came to a very acceptable weight. The posture was confident. I'm working out here. And they reduced their
binge looking and binge, is it called binge? Binge watching, binge eating, binge everything. And they became confident in life and so on and so forth. Just by this simple reframing. The same activity, in other words, put in another frame, gained a different value for them, and with it an entirely different result. So if we can, during these two and a half days, just reframe our japa practice with only one little small thing. Again, I encourage you, do all these things which we will do. We will, in 5 minutes, we will start with one exercise. Do them, see what works for you, and then take a reframer with you, a new frame. They're for free. You get them for free. And then when you sit down, do, and it will be different. For instance, my personal breakdown, I'm an impossible person. I have a mind that is so creative and so interested, so curious, and so full. I could tell you now 100 traditional German fairy tales without any problem. I know so much unnecessary things, you know. But for me, so I was very distracted. For me, just the simple thing, when you chant, Krishna listens to your chanting, brought me in an entirely different space. When I sit down now and I see I'm doing the multitasking chanting, you know, okay, what is in this, you know, WhatsApp message from on Gaur Krishna's mobile telephone, and so, oh, Krishna listens to me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Totally different. Most of us have this psychology, you know, we are doing something and then someone whom we really care for walks in the room and then we go, oops, oh yeah, let me put away this book title. Let me stop certain things. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That's how I chant, not every day, but for you I chant like this. The social validation is very important for me, you know, and so on. Imagine Krishna is there. Krishna comes and listens. You will chant differently. For a person like me, this became a breakthrough in the japa. Anything which you do to reframe your japa will bring you to an entirely new space. That's how simple it is. I could give you a few more studies. You find them in a book which was written in America. You Are the Placebo is the title of the book. The book may be of questionable scientific value, but the studies which are summarized there are very astute. They are uncontestable, and so on. This reframing is an old process which is mentioned in the Yoga Sutra as Pratipaksha Bhavana, or opposite thinking. The shloka says, upon being harassed by negative thoughts, one should cultivate counteracting thoughts. In other words, when you have thoughts towards violence, untruthfulness, stealing, sexual indulgence, accumulation, uncleanliness, discontentment, and so on, you will put another thought there. Vyasadeva gives an example of a counteracting thought. Imagine some really bad thought crops up from your chitta, your unconscious mind, and starts to harass you, where you think of something which is not appropriate during your japa thing, then you should say, says Vyasadeva, burning in the fire of this world, I have taken shelter of Harinam yoga by and I have committed myself to the welfare of all creatures. After having renounced such perverse thoughts as violence, enviousness, when I go back to them, I'm behaving really like someone who, it's quite intense, who takes up the rejected garbage again. So this is a counteracting thought. Or you think, I have to die. Why do I now am so carelessless with my spiritual practice? Whoop, again, you're there. Or Krishna listens to my japa. Oops, my God. I have to really do well. You put in a thought that counteracts or acts positively to resolve that unwanted habit, the unwanted pattern, and you will see miracles happening for you. Now, I am convinced that each one of you, deep down inside, wants to chant. We desire the special blessings that come when we chant properly. We desire to purify the mirror of the heart. We desire to extinguish the miseries of material existence. We desire so much to develop pure Krishna consciousness. But you need to commit to something that helps you to reach there. And therefore, I would like to now do a little exercise with you. You have done this exercise where you have shared with your neighbor or with yourself at least what you wish to do during this time that helps you to come from ordinary japa to extraordinary japa, to improve japa. I would like to you now to sit straight. Think to yourself, I want to chant now. I have now the opportunity to chant. That means I get to chant now. And tell yourself, I love to chant the holy name now. Total reframing. Remember maybe what you wish to do to get there, and then let us chant together first in one voice, and then we will chant again in on our own, and then we will do kirtan. You will see some of the miracle when we do it in this succession. Alright, we sit. You might like to roll your shoulders back a little bit. Please watch me. I will not look at you. I will do not embarrass you. You bring your shoulders up to your ears and then you bring them back. You want to really increase the volume of your breathing capacity. You take a few deep and conscious breaths. On the next inhale, may you become aware of what I'm saying. I request you to hold the breath. When you are on the top of the inhale, hold the breath as long as this is comfortable for you, and then exhale. And then breathe out. Yes, very good. And one last time. Deep inhale. Hold. And when you feel it's enough holding, breathe out. Thank you very much. Now we will chant. Wait until everyone is there. Let us chant. I want to chant is our framing. I get to chant now. And I love to chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Three more times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is a little bit how we chant habitually. Now we will go into another mode, another way, you could say. We will try to chant now with the sense that Krishna hears us. He is here and He hears us. We will chant a little bit softer, that means less loud.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Thank you. We will go much slower now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Can we go from this tonality to the next melody?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna listens to you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Three more times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Krishna,
Yes, there is heat. Yes, there is sweat. Yes, there is. I curse you, American AC system. You don't work. All this is definitely there, but you will always have disturbances in your japa or in your kirtan. It's nothing new. Now it's pleasant sauna experience. So this is good. Reframe the experience. Tell it, people pay $20 for this. I get it for free. And more important, all the humor aside now, we are trying to create a new habit of chanting. Reframe yourself with thinking, oh, Krishna is here. Krishna is listening. Whenever you chant, says Prabhupada, Krishna is there and he asks, what do you want? What is it that you want? And then you should have an answer. You should have an answer for what you want during this japa retreat, and more so, an answer for what you want in your life of chanting. Please chant now. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Wow! This is unforgettable. We are creating a memory.
My dear devotees, you're doing very fine. What was this all about? The main focus was we do japa, most of you do japa. I think all of us realize on whatever state we are, there is room for improvement. It will be always this room. We will, until we actually experience Krishna's presence, there's room for improvement. And we see him, have darshan of him. So this japa, retreat, which we will call the Japa Anustan, we will try to create a new habit, and this can be possible by reframing our practice, what we do. You will see starting with tomorrow, the discovery lecture. Yes, let me see. Oh yeah, tomorrow is a very seminal lecture. I want to say these lectures are part of the retreat. They are not Bhagavatam lectures which are on other subjects. No, they are only on the subject which we deal with during the day. So it is good if you are able to participate. They are at 7:30. And we will also have a guided japa session at 5:30. Now I realize that some of you just came and you may have an excessive meeting with Brother Sleep. I had one meeting this morning.
and I slept to be fit for the thing. That's perfectly all right on the first day, but please try to be there latest at 7:30, if at all possible. No, otherwise. We will talk with our Jai Krishna. We are thinking of importing a glacier from Alaska here, and then we will all lean against the glacier. Perfectly good. Or another arrangement. There are various options. And rather, you could switch on the SA behind me. Is it already working?
It's off right now.
Yeah, just let's make that on. Let's put it on. You know how to do? Where to do? Yeah. So.